Tommy, I don't want to spoil your curiosity, but let me talk about the project which I coach in March, a little. Actually, when I was 15, you know, it's more than 20 years ago, I started my career as a photographer. And I did a lot of photo shooting with musicians for magazines. Actually, that brought me into music world. Then, after I started making music, I kind of stopped taking photos. And then there was a long, long break. And, you know, after I started making music, people know me as kind of cassette memory man, because I've been taping sound around me by using portable cassette recorder for more than 15 years. And when I perform, I use those tapes, those field, you know, field recording tapes, and make music. And they are, you know, sounds. And also for me, they are kind of my memory as well. So I could say, by my memory as well. And after this, keep doing the recording once, I think it was 7 or 8 years ago, I once got bored about, you know, just walking around, just being tape record every day. So I started carrying camera in its place. Yeah, instead of, you know, in its place maybe just once a week. So after that, I've been taking photo, you know, occasionally. And, you know, it's just part of my life. All of my photos are kind of just snapshots and from my daily life. For me, taping sound, also taking photo, the same thing. I'm just documenting fragments of my daily life, and something is revealed in its accumulation, and that's it. So I just keep doing this, and I used to do slideshow by using those photos. But at that time, I was kind of trying to make a film by using cell projection. But now, you know, I'm saying this is a kind of first piece of my project, Coach Niemage. And the big difference is I'm not trying to make a film or not trying to follow a method of making film. And actually, I want to use music and pictures kind of equally. And it's something ambiguous. Is it photo, or is it film, or is it music? I don't know. But actually, I don't care. And if I keep doing this, maybe, you know, in 20 years, maybe I can find something. But till then, I just want to leave it as it, I don't know, as it is. And also, I like taking some same kind of photo over and over. I moved to New York how many years ago? 2 or 3 years ago. And I found a nice apartment in Greenpoint. And view from my kitchen window is really nice. I can see a huge backyard. And actually, you know, every day I've been watching the scenery. It's basically just one scenery. But in a sense, it's not just one. Because, you know, from morning to the, you know, from morning to the evening, lights always changes. And weather affects the changes of light as well, and seasons, you know, winter, spring, summer, fall, that dramatically changes scenes. And also, you know, on top of it, my kind of emotion or mood change changes the scenery as well. It's something psychological, but you know, if you're happy, you can see something, you know, like that. And if you're sad, you know, the scenery tends to be sad. So even just one scenery, I can get kind of thousands of images. Even this piece, yeah, actually, so now I'm making a kind of long piece. And it's just one scenery, just backwards. And it goes, you know, 2 or 3 hours. But don't worry, I'm not going to show this piece today. The short pieces, and the piece we show today, I took those photos 4 or 5 years ago in a European city. I don't remember clearly. But it's basically the same. Kind of, there are just two basically just two scenes. But there are lots of small changes inside. Maybe I'm not gonna tell you more. So it's basically, you know, just part of my daily life, which already gone. And you know, I just keep it as memory. And in a sense, you know, what I take is as a subject, it's really something normal or even banal. You can find them in your life as well. But you know, even though it's kind of ordinary in your ordinary life, you can see, sometimes you can see something significant, something beautiful in your life. So if I found them, you know, I just want to keep it. So I'm glad if you can see it, you know, like looking back to your past. These kind of things could happen in your life as well, I think. And that's it.